Bless you, dear.
You know, there's so many things that one wishes to convey, even just now, as Mickey, as we call him, spoke to you. There itself was material for many lectures or sermons, as you may call them. How perfectly true it is that if people gave as much thought and interest to the things of the spirit as they do of the material, how vastly different life would become, how changed they in consequence would be, and how much happier, and how much indeed more spiritual the whole world would in consequence become, if man would give to the thought of spirit his time, his energy, and all that he can muster from within himself. How changed would the whole circumstance of life become, not only for the individual, but for the whole world, for the peace and the tranquility of the world, for the knowledge and the spiritual enlightenment and upliftment of the world. Man so rarely thinks of the things of the spirit, and oft times when he does, it is with a feeling perhaps, if not always of sincerity, sometimes of apprehension and uncertainty. Man is an uncertain creature, though oft times he flatters himself that he is endeavouring. Oft times it is such a poor effort in itself, and in the weakness of man, and in the sometimes stupidity of man, we realize how much is lost, how much there might truly become and be if man were to apply his thought and his energy with full realization of the possibilities of the power and love of the Spirit, and make every effort in sincerity and in truth to pursue the paths of spiritual enlightenment and progression. How changed your world truly would become, how truly it would become